Since you brought up David Bowie, I need to tell you something kind of interesting about Patricia. First wife, number one. Ex-wife, number one. There we go. Who is, if anything, John, what is she?
She is a promoter of to be admired by anyone involved with publicity.
And I always hold the belief, I think I've mentioned on the show, that when you use the media for your own benefit, when you use the PR for your own benefit by whatever it is to get your PR, your message into the media, when you least expect it, it comes back like a boomerang in 10 times force, then knocks you down. And this is exactly what happened to her.
Well, what happened?
Well, David Bowie dies. As with every country, every television station, they had a talk show and they brought in a whole bunch of people to talk about David Bowie. And they had five or six people. There's always, like, you know, the DJ with the orange hair. You always got the guy who's writing for, like, the Dutch version of Rolling Stone magazine, who has, you know, like a cardigan and a pipe. You know, a bunch of douchebags who have never met David Bowie. Never met David Bowie. The only person who's met David Bowie is Patricia. And I think I've told the Bowie story, her Bowie story, haven't I?
No, I have not heard Patricia Bowie story.
So when she was 20 and Bowie was 25, then I was minus two. I was not in existence, barely in existence. She did these song contests and she did one in Malta. And David Robert Jones at the time, was performing before he changed his name to David Bowie. This is how long ago it is. And so she's asked about this story. She wrote it in her book and she tells a story that, you know, they hooked up, they smoked some weed and they, you know, had some sex and they were running around the beach of Malta, and that he had some kind of loincloth outfit on that looked really funky, really strange. He had the shitty teeth, and her punchline is he kept playing this song on his guitar as we walk on the beach. And it's like, oh, can you stop with this annoying song already? And it was Space Oddity. So I think that's a funny story.